Blog Talk Radio.
Continue to encourage, uplift, and enlighten our special guest this evening, of Hospital, Marcus Dupree will be joining us as he's our special guest this evening, Father God. Father God, I just ask you to continue to encourage, uplift, and just give the GQ Palace family patience, Father God. Patience is very important, and we are in need of patience at this time. So we're just asking you to just continue to just uplift our spirits and keep us motivated and just keep us hungry in the work that we're doing for you, Father God. Father God, I just ask you to continue to just heal the broken hearts, Father God. I'm asking also for prayer for Chriselle Langhorne and Corey Woodley, for they were in a car accident, Father God. So I'm just asking you just to protect them, to uplift them, to heal their body, Father God, to heal their body. For you are the healing business, and you are the only one that can heal, that can heal them, Father God. We just come to you with an humble prayer, just asking you, Father God, just to continue to do the work that you have done. And we're also thankful for what you have done and everything that you will continue to do for the GQ Palace family. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to go to a song, and then after we finish with the song, we're going to bring on our special guest this evening, as well as after we finish talking to our special guest for a few minutes, we're going to bring on Evangelist Martha Stevens, who had a question last week, and we're going to give everyone the opportunity to be able to answer the question this week. For those of you that did not hear the question, she will be asking the question again on the air, and you're more than welcome to call in and answer the question if you like, or you can just call in and say what you're thankful for or share your testimony. All are welcome. We come together on one accord and in unity. Amen.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is
self-motivated.
When it's genuine.
You
are.
God,
I had my share. Of love of you. Manipulated. And in strength. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell. And I know. You saved me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient. Love is kind. Love is self-motivated when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They stole a whole lot of lives. But God saved me.
My character,
my integrity,
my
but it wouldn't
will
fall,
not fall,
wouldn't fail,
will not fail,
won't compromise,
won't
compromise,
prosperity.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
Prosperity. I even spoke health. He saved me.
They
whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God saved me. My character,
my integrity, my faith in God.
He saved me. It will not fall.
Not
going to be.
Won't
compromise.
I
speak prosperity.
And I speak
health. They whisper,
they
conspire,
they told their
lies, but God saved
me.
My character,
my
integrity, everything was in question, but He saved
me.
I promised Him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through, and I spoke life.
Welcome back to GT Palace Spiritual Sunday, and we're going to bring on our special guest this evening, Apostle Marcus Dupree. Welcome to the show.
Hello, God bless you. Thank you.
bless you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Praise God.
Praise God. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Spirits are getting uplifted, and I do want to thank you for the prayer last night. I listened, and I truly enjoyed myself. I truly enjoyed myself, and, you know, that's something that I usually don't do because I'm running around, you know, so much, is I don't usually, you know, call in, and I don't know. It's when I got the message, I said, you know, let me call right now. You know, and I was early initially because it said 20 minutes. But then I said, you know what? I'm going to sit here and wait. And I hung up. I called back, and it was wonderful. So I do want to thank you. But I also want to give you the opportunity to be able to, you know, share your testimony, what you're thankful for, as well as give the information so that everyone else can be encouraged, you know, the same way that I was last night.
Amen. Well, I thank the Lord for you coming on last night. Truly, it was a timely message at a time. It is a time that, you know, you got to admit that God is trying to get his messages to people. And the word last night was purpose for impact. Amen. And, the reason why we're here is to make an impact into this world. You know, especially once we become born again, we start a new life now. But God wants you just not to be safe and just quiet in your own world. But he saved us to make an impact. And that's what I realized about my life, that I was saved not to just be quiet, not just to be just a little nice little quiet Christian, but no, but we want to make an impact. And he has to do it his way and not our own way. And when I look back over my life, I can truly say that God has done that and is still doing that. I got saved when I was 20 years old, and just about 18 years ago for someone who's calling right now, but 18 years ago right now, and amen, I thank God for what he's done. That day when I got saved, I was in a church, and I was invited to that church that day, and I came to the Lord, and I had a couple of bags of marijuana in my pocket. I had intentions of it. I wasn't going to leave church. I was going to sell. So I wasn't really thinking I was going to get saved, but God had another plan. And from that day forward, my life has never been the same. But his hand truly in my life, and I thank God for just connecting me with people who have a kingdom mentality of how, you know, just helping me to advance and go forward in him. You know, and I thank God for what he's doing in your life. I just thank God for how he is helping us to help one another. And that's one of the things that in the body of Christ that we need to have more of. Or unity. It's, you know, God did not make us to make it by ourselves. But we also need to help one another, be there for one another. When someone's weak, help make them strong. The two keep each other, you know, when one is weak, the other one is there to pick each other up. And once we begin to realize that principle and watch that principle in action, we become a stronger body together. We become a stronger church together. Because we're there to uplift one another in our time of need. And I'm seeing more and more as I'm, you know, especially the last time I was here, I was a prophet, but recently ordained as affirmed as an apostle. You know, so it's a different world in a sense right now, but at the same time, I'm still a servant. You know, regardless of how the title goes, you're still a servant. And the higher your title, the more you should serve. So I now understand that, so I've fully accepted that, and I'm going to do whatever God wants me to do. Amen. So I'm here for each and every one of you, for whatever purpose that God may need me to do, you know, and I just love to serve the people of God. I really do. And I count it a privilege and honor just to be a vessel prepared for his use today. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I just want to say, I see the difference in you, and I definitely want to commend you for just allowing God to use you and elevate you in such a level, you know, where you're able to, you know, originally, I believe it was maybe like one or two days out the week, and now it's every day, you know, that you have your program, and everyone on there is just encouraging and just uplifting, and it's amazing how, like, I was able to listen last night, and it was so many things that you were saying, but it wasn't like you were talking to me, and that was the thing. But I felt like you weren't directing it to me, but I felt it because I could relate to it, you know?
Amen.
That's made me sit there like, wow, okay, does he know my problems? You know, does he know what I'm talking about? You know, without me even saying it. And that's how I felt. And then after I listened to everything, I was just like, oh my God, like, it's amazing how someone else's words of encouragement can help you, even though it wasn't intended for you. You know, it was intended for that person that actually, you know, needed the encouragement, and you were just able to, you know, ask them, okay, do you receive? And every person said that they received, and I'm saying to myself, I received, and you weren't even talking to me, you know.
Wow.
And that's the wonderful feeling I felt last night. So I definitely wanted to, you know, definitely thank you, because you helped me, you know, deal with a lot of things that I'm going through, you know, in my life. And I receive.
Amen. That's awesome. Amen.
I receive. And you know, and it's rare, because there's a lot of different, programs out there. There's a lot of different conference calls. You know, there's a lot of different ones, but it just seems like when you're invited to one and you could sit and you could listen and you can understand exactly what they're saying and you can relate to it, to me, I'm like, yeah, this is where I need to be right here, because this way, this is real life. This is everything that everyone is going through, and my number doesn't have to be called out. You know, the struggle is there. You know, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful, and I do thank you for joining us here this evening with us on Spiritual Sunday.
I'm glad to be here. Amen. Glad to be here. Praise God. And just to just encourage you on that note, you know, you said it was a mouthful, because some people think when a prophetic word comes forth that you cannot receive. Well, let me tell you a quick testimony. One lady one time, a prophet was giving a word to someone. He told this lady she was overweight. He told her, stand up, that God was going to give her, that God was going to give her a divine plan of how to lose the weight. Because he said, if she doesn't change, she was going to die. Well, it was a woman, like, either right next to her or a few rows down, who was in the same situation. He gave her instruction that God was going to give it to her. She received it. And not only did God give her the plan, but she lost the weight. The only person who the word was directed to, she died. She didn't. So even though the word came to her, the other person received it. If she could receive it too, when the word comes forth, you both can receive it. But what you're going to do is once you got the word. And see, the other person didn't do anything with it, she died. But the other person who received the word, she lost the weight. So, amen. So, it's out there for you. So, amen. It's not a return to God and void. So, it's going to accomplish that which you were sent out to do. So, amen. I thank God for her receiving. I thank God for you receiving it. Amen as well.
Amen. But I want to tell you, I've been down for about a week now, you know, and my spirits, you know, they were getting, you know, a little better, you know, more uplifting. And then last night, you know, I listened and I received, and I'm just sitting there in the car. And even like when I went in to pick my little one up from the party, she was at a birthday party, and I just felt like 10 pounds lighter, you know. I felt 10 pounds lighter. And feeling 10 pounds lighter, to me, was a great relief, because I was really feeling overwhelmed and, you know, stressed. And I found myself, you know, this morning when I woke up and I went to decorate and everything, I just felt like, wow, like, okay, you know, where's that feeling you felt last night? You know, shake it off. And then I just started thinking, and it was overwhelming. But when I tell you, I just sat and I was thinking back to, you know, last night and just listening. And I said, you know what? What are you doing, Medina? Like, what are you doing? You know, you felt so much better just by listening and receiving. If you truly receive, then why are you questioning, you know, today? And then when I tell you, I was down for a few minutes, and then after that, I was fine. I was like, yes, I'm great. I'm fine. So it was definitely, you know, I felt great. I felt great, and I truly did. And I just thank you. What we're going to do is we're actually going to bring on Evangelist Martha Stevens. She came on last week, and she had a question. And the question that she had asked, actually, I'm going to bring her on the air so she can ask the question herself. So we're going to welcome Evangelist Martha onto the show. Evangelist Martha, welcome.
Hi, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. We have our special guest, Apostle Marcus Dupree, is with us. It's called Distraught, but I believe he's just called right back in. So we do welcome you to the show, Martha. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right. I promise.
I'm sure.
I am.
Okay. All right.
I just don't feel like, because I've been talking and singing and preaching all day, it's been wow to me today. And as I was hearing y'all conversation, and he was like, you can't have it your way. I went to a church service before I got on and this pastor was preaching about the same thing. I was preaching about the same thing this morning to the youth about you can't have it your way. And I said, this must be for me. And I said, wow, that's awesome. But I'm glad that he is on, actually. I just today, wow. But I thank and praise God, because it's just like saying that question that I asked last week. Know yourself. I mean, who am I, and know thyself? Do you know your identity and purpose? Do you know your identity, and do you know your purpose?
That was the question. Right, that was Apostle Marcus Dupree. You back with us?
Yes, I'm here, right here. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay. Evangelist Stevens is our first caller, and she actually asked the question last week, and she's sharing the question again so that the new listeners that we have, they can hear the question. It's not mandatory. It's for whoever wants to answer the question can answer the question. But Martha, before we get started with your question, would you like to share your testimony or what you're thankful for this evening?
Well, I'm actually, excuse me, I thank God for letting me be alive today. I thank God for lifting up a burden on this morning. I truly was blessed at church this morning. I was truly blessed on tonight. I give God all the glory. I thank God for letting God move through the school on this week. Two teenagers that came to me, and they had asked me a lot of questions, and I thought, and God said, keep on answering them, keep on answering them. But I thought, in my fleshly mind, I thought, they're playing me. They're playing me. But God said, keep on answering them. They're coming. And even when people ask you a lot of questions, you're like skeptical about what they ask you, because you're like, okay, why is this person asking me a lot of questions? Like, they were just pouring it out on me. And then one day we met in a restaurant, and I asked them if they want to sit with me and my dad, because my dad didn't really, he asked for them to sit over there. I'm like, okay. And they just came to me. They came to the Lord. Thank God. It was awesome. And now I just started my home ministry a couple months ago, and I thank you for God. So now they're coming to the home ministry, the youth ministry. So I thank you for God for that. That's my testimony.
Amen. Amen. And would you give your question one more time, please, for all the listeners?
Yes, ma'am. Who am I, and know yourself? Do you know your identity, and do you know your purpose?
All right. So for everyone that's listening, that is the question. You're more than welcome to call in. For those of you that are listening from the computer, the number is 646-200-3838. Press 1. And for anyone that is listening in on the line, you can press the 1 button so that you are able to go on the air with us this evening. We're going to give Evangelist Stephen words of encouragement, and then we're going to bring on another caller as well. Apostle Marcus Dupree, would you like to go first?
Okay, what was the question? You said the question was, how do you know your purpose?
Do you know your purpose, and do you know your identity?
Well, right. Okay, your purpose, you know, purpose is with the very reason something exists. So when you ask about what is your purpose, is you asking, God, what am I here for? What am I here to do?
Yeah.
I feel my purpose is doing exactly what I do right now. Because you realize, cause when you do your purpose, I don't have to get paid, but I love what I do. Now, it would be nice to get paid, you know, as far as, you know, to do what you love to do. Like a football player. They get paid to do what they love to do, and most times they love it. That's their passion. I have a passion to do what I do. Because it's what makes me tick. No matter, I think I'd have preached my way out of left in the bag because I just love to preach. I'm sure. You know, it's a part of you. You know, that's who you are. And I identify with that. And how do I go that? If you read, when you think about it, what is that thing that you do the best thing that you can do? You can try many different things, but what is the thing you do and you love to do? Even if you didn't get paid to do it, that you will still do it anyway just because of the love you do. I remember one year that the Chicago Bulls, when the time Michael Jordan was there, they had one of his players, Scottie Pippen, his contract. But he was literally playing for free because of what they were accomplishing together as a team. He didn't want to miss out or cause the team to miss out. But he sacrificed himself almost playing for free just because he loved to do what he had to do. So you have to love whatever that thing is, the purpose, it has to be you. It's a thing of what you can do without thinking about it. It's a part of you. You can do in the dark without even looking. You got your eyes closed, but you can do it. Amen. That's to me your purpose. You know, that's how you find out what your purpose is. You have to look, take a self-examination, look over yourself, and think about the things, everything that you love to do, or you do. What is it that you really love to do that really hits home with who you are? That if you find out in your darkest time, like some people playing music, when they get down and out, they go play some music or they go dance and they feel so much better. It takes a burden off of them. Me, ministering the word because I love to give the word. Amen. And even when I'm feeling down, that's why I like to feel down so long because I feel, God, Lord, give me somebody to preach to. Is there a dog, cat, somebody I can preach to? Give me somebody. Let me just read the word to somebody. Pray for somebody. So, amen. That is what, I mean, that's what sums up your purpose. Amen.
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 Amen. And what I'm going to just add to that is, I believe that the purpose that each person has is different. You know,
amen.
It's not the same because what God has called you to do, Evangelist Stephen, is different than what He's called me to do. Even though the assignment at the end, you know, should be the same. But it's two different things. Your walk of life may be different than my walk of life. You know, the different things that I've been through in my trials and tribulations are different. And me myself, I think that when you sit and you do think of, you know, okay, you sit, you have that meditation time and that conversation between you and God, and you actually trust Him completely, wholeheartedly, and you're giving Him your all, you're letting Him tell you, this is what I need you to do. And it's up to you to receive what He's telling you to do. Now, me personally, I think that in my life, I'm thankful, and I'm going to say one of my purposes. Because I think I have more than one. You know, because I think that when I sit and I do different things with different people, I'm able to relate to different people on different levels. Where at my job, I know that my purpose there is to uplift the children that I deal with on an everyday basis, to uplift them, to encourage them, to let them know that they're not alone, you know, that there's a lot of people out there that's been through what they have been through, you know, and just remind them that the door doesn't close just because you're here, you know, and a lot of
people,
but that's, the door is still open because you determine where you go, but you have to make sure you're making the right decisions in life. And even though, you know, something, you know, you have had a traumatic experience in your life, you understand that God is still there, you know. Because a lot of the patients that I deal with on an everyday basis, they think that God has left them because something has happened to them that makes people believe, like, oh, my God, I can't believe this happened. So my purpose there is just to encourage them, to uplift them, to motivate them, to just let them know that, you know what, you're not alone. You know, Miss Polite is here, you know, and if you ever want to talk to me, I'm right here, and you're not judging that person. You know, that's my purpose, you know, with the children that I work with. But then here on Spiritual Sunday, I'm thankful that, you know, God actually allows us to have Spiritual Sunday, and it's a platform where people can come together on one accord and in unity from all over the world, and they can call in and say what they're thankful for, share their testimony, and their testimony actually helps save someone else's life. So those two, you know, are the same. And then the other aspect of it is that I'm a mother, you know, I'm a fiance, and my outside life, outside of my job, outside of Spiritual Sunday, you know, my job is continues to encourage and uplift and just keep my children, you know, my fiance motivated. You know, some people say, okay, keep them grounded, you know, but I think it's more like being able to just be there, you know, be there to listen, you know, be there to be that opening ear if someone needs to talk to you. So me, I think that in different aspects of my life, my assignment is to encourage, uplift. And at the same time, I believe God has me on assignment where he's letting me know who I am, and he's bringing me closer to him. And I'm thankful for it, you know, and I'm thankful. And with all the examples that I just gave, if for anyone that's listening, there's a similarity in all of them, you know. There's a similarity in every single one of them. So I'm thankful, you know, and I know my purpose and your purpose, you know, with the question I just asked. Your purpose is your purpose alone, you know. No one can tell you what your purpose is. To me, your purpose is a conversation between you and God, and he puts you on the assignment. The question is, are you able to go through with the assignment, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my answer, you know, for your question, Evangelist Stephen. What we're going to do, we're just going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to bring on T. We're going to bring on T after this song. Amen.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
I was trying to see it.
to check me. Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? Come on, here today. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go.
We're going to bring on another caller. But before we just bring on the caller, I do want to say that Evangelist Martha Stevens did have to go, but we're definitely going to keep her in our prayers, you know, as we do on a daily basis, a weekly basis, you know. And Evangelist Stevens, I just want to tell you, you know, that you have to continue to trust in God, you know, continue to trust in God. And, you know, he's no one, you know, to play with. You know, he's serious with his work. He's serious with the assignment that he gives each individual. And you just have to make sure that you continue to stay encouraged and stay positive. So you have to make sure that you just, you know, sit and pray, you know, just continue to pray and just ask him to guide you, you know, in the right direction. Ask them to uplift your spirits, give you the motivation that, you know, you definitely need to, you know, to do that. You know, you do, you know, and, you know, with you being young, you know, surround yourself with Christ-like people, you know, people that can help you, you know, and elevate you, motivate you, you know, and keep you positive, you know, on the days that you're feeling, you know, negative, or the days that you're feeling not yourself. You know, you want to make sure that you surround yourself with those people. And, you know, just, you know, when you speak to people, just make sure that you tell the truth when you're dealing with them, because a lot of different people, you know, a lot of us with different ages, you know, we're different age groups, you know, me being a mother, I know I can tell, you know, the truth, and I can tell when someone's not telling the truth. And you want to make sure that you, you know, you tell the truth to everyone that you come in contact with, the, you know, the Christ-like people that can help you, you know, that can motivate you and elevate you to the next level. And that's very important. I know I do have a wonderful leader with me tonight, Apostle Marcus Dupree. So if we could just take a few minutes, and I just gave Martha words of encouragement. If you wouldn't mind words of encouragement, it's greatly, you know, appreciated, please.
Amen. I agree, you know, as far as, especially when she, being who she is, you know, and I know she loves God, and she has a fire for God, even at a younger, then no more, a lot of people her age, especially expressively about it, you know, being the age she is, and about her love for God, and she, her desire is to do the work of God, and that is good, you know, and that sometimes is the very thing that's going to hold her through all of the growing pains of life, because of her passion for who God is. And sometimes that's what we have to let, you know, we have to hold to those things that we know that's true in our life, and like you were saying, with her purpose. Because she understands her purpose is to help others in the dark places, even though she may be young, there's a limited amount she can do now. But that won't always be the case. And she can hold on to that and let that be fuel for her fire. And then let that be fuel for her fire, and let it continue to encourage her to hold on. See, her going through now is to tell someone else about how good God has been. He's kept her through all the different times that she was limited, and she couldn't do this so much. Even when she wanted to do this, she had to do that. You know, these are the times that make us who we really are. And that's why when adversity comes, that's not the time to give up or quit, but that's the time that you go harder. How they say, go hard or go home. So, well, you do what you can do. And whenever you have a chance to do it, you do it for real. You give your best to whatever you can do. And for whatever time, and that's where the scripture comes in, when you are faithful over a few things, God makes you rule over many. Because you, whatever time you did have to do, you gave your best. And whatever, and God will honor that. And God is an awesome God. He has not forgotten our labor and love. He sees that, even no matter what age you are. When you give to the Lord will always give back to you. You never can lose. Amen. Find courage and stay encouraged. Be encouraged. Don't look at her current situation now and let it blindfold her future. That goes for each and every one of you out there. Don't allow what you're going through right now and blindfold your future. No, it won't be like this always, but be encouraged as God takes you through that process. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. She calls in every Sunday faithfully here on Twitter. You know, in each week, you know, we give her words of encouragement, and she's so eager. You know, she's so eager, and you know, I have to say that, you know, one of the things I do love about her is that she is, you know, she's always telling people about God. You know, and every time she calls in, you know, she calls in and she's telling us, you know, an update on her week and everything, and you know what she's been through, and it's wonderful how, you know, she continues to tell everyone about him, you know, especially at such a young age, and she's, you know, able to have that relationship, you know, with him, and she understands, you know. But I definitely, you know, agree with you that, you know, just because we might be going through a storm right now does not mean it's going to stay this way, you know, this way only.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to the Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, everyone.
Hi, C.
Hey.
How are you
all doing?
Good.
Hello, how are you? Amen.
I am so blessed. That's all I can say is that I'm so blessed. You know, every day that I speak, I just hear my voice getting better and better and better every day. And it's only by the grace of God that it's better and that I am where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as Lavina knows, I've been going through the storm, but I refuse to give the devil any time at all.
Mm.
He had to get behind me. You know, but I'm just so happy today because of life itself. And because I've been able to give somebody else some encouragement, including my little sister, Lavina.
Yes.
And just being, you know, God is so good. It's not a whole lot I can say right now, only that God is so good. And he has gave me so much blessing and so much joy here lately. Because I've been going through the serious storm, you know. I tried a little project, you know, that I wanted to stop drinking. I wanted to stop smoking. And the devil was really working on me, and I just stopped calling. I stopped doing everything. You know, I was serving the devil instead of God.
Okay.
You know, but I'm here today to say that everything that I've been going through, that storm, God told me the storm is almost over. I don't have to worry about anything anymore. Because he's there to supply every need that I need. He's there to help me through everything that I've been going through. And I know he is. And I just thank God, you know, that, I just thank God. It hasn't been easy, but I'm here today to say, I may not be the person that I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't who I used to be.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
You know, if it's God's will for Thanksgiving, I will be with all of my brothers and my sisters. After 13 years.
Wow.
And that's just like, oh man. Yeah. You all just don't know how that makes me feel because we don't have mom and dad anymore. All we got is each other. We've done conference calls and things like that, but to be in the spirit and in the midst of each other, this is just something I don't, and I, if it's God's will, I won't miss. I love my brothers and my sisters so much. And it's just, it's just like I'm like so anxious for that day to come. But God told me to stand still and wait.
Amen.
You know, and I just want to thank my GQ family, my family, my friends, and everybody for standing by me through all of my trials and tribulations. But most of all, I thank God, because without him, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Amen. And I definitely want to take a minute out and just, you know, say, you know, thank you. You know, last week, Sunday, a lot was going on all at one time, all while I was in the spiritual Sunday. And it was, oh my God, it was so much.
No.
It was so much, you know, and usually people say, oh, okay, well, you know, I tell everyone at work, okay, well, make sure, you know, you call in, you know, you listen to Spiritual Sunday, and, you know, and they all say, okay, and then sure enough, a couple of them listening last week, and they said they were giving you words of encouragement. And I said, yeah, I said, I'm not perfect. I said, never did I say that. No, I said I was going through a storm right on the air, but only way that people, you know, knew is because when my heart got so heavy, you know, when listening to songs and then giving encouragement, you know, of course, you know, I have children and, you know, sometimes, you know, my oldest daughter, you know, she's a wonderful girl. She's a wonderful girl. And I'm, you know, she just turned 21 on Friday and, you know, she had a storm in her little immediate situation. And, of course, because I'm mom, you know, it trickled down to me. And, you know, everything was just happening all at the same time, you know, while doing this show. And, it was overwhelming. You know, it was overwhelming. And, you know, I definitely want to take a minute out and just say, you know, thank you, you know, to, you know, my DC Palace family. You know, you guys were definitely, you know, there for me right on air, you know, And it was amazing, you know, and I thank the callers and, you know, the listeners. It was the first Sunday, so we didn't have a special guest on, you know, but it was truly, you know, it was wonderful to have you guys, you know, encourage me, you know, to, you know, give me words of encouragement, because I'm usually the person that outside of Christmas on a daily basis, you know,
I can hear it. Like, something is not right. I can't quite pinpoint it. And when you, like, said, we're going to go to a song, I have an emergency. I was like, no. No. Because you wasn't sounding right anyway.
Right.
And like you say, just like you know me, up one side and down the other, I knew that you wasn't the Lavina that I'm normally used to listening to either. And I was like, there's something going on. I don't know what it is, but this is not the vibrant person that I'm used to and normally hearing on the air. You know, and then when you said an emergency, I'm like, oh, my God, no, 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 no. And the first thing I thought about was your mom, Miss Ethel. You know, and I'm like, oh, I hope, oh, my God, I hope she's okay. Never thought nothing about kids, you know, it was her. Because the very thing she's been going through. And I did, I mean, you know, I was on air, but I also got in my little corner, and I'm like, God, whatever it is, please fix it for her. You know, she needs this. She needs you right now. You know, and you've been still going through it. And that's why I put on your page, you know, regardless of what you're going through, it's nothing bigger or no bigger than what God can fix. God can fix it all. And you know, if anybody is a living witness to that, I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like I told somebody, this seemed like after I had the throat surgery, there was so many things that was going on. And it was like the devil just kept trying to bring me down, you know. And I really talked to a minister and a friend of mine today, you know, and I told you the place that I work at, Lavina, you know, it's like dealing with, you know, substance abuse and people that's mentally challenged and things like that. And like they told me, have you ever thought that your immune system is not ready for that? Because it just seems like I keep going through so many things. And like I told them, only God can tell me that it's not ready for me, that I'm not ready for that place. You know, because out of the 3 months I've been there, I've probably been out a whole month total. You know,
Apostle Dupree up to speed, you know, part of his testimony, you know, was that she, you know, was drinking and, you know, doing drugs and stuff when she was younger. And then, you know, now that she's older, you know, we had started like a project with her with the drinking, as she mentioned, you know. And what she's doing now is she actually works at a substance abuse company, you know, where when she first told me about it, I'm like, oh, great. You know, this is an assignment that God has given to you. You know, this way you can, you know, help, you know, some of the people that are going through the struggle, because you went through the struggle and you can relate to them on so many different levels. But since then, you know, she has had the throat surgery, which left her, you know, not being able to talk and everything for a while, you know. And now, you know, we thank God it's like the second Spiritual Sunday show that she's been on, you know, and her voice is definitely getting better, you know. But my question, you know, for you is, what would you tell her, you know, with knowing what I've shared with you when it's, you know, pertaining to, you know, an assignment? You know, do you think that, you know, God will, you know, let her know that this is the place for her, you know, even though she's been out because of the surgery? You know, do you think it's more like willpower? You know, do you think she has to, you know, make that decision herself? You know, what words of encouragement would you give her?
Can I say something before he even speaks, Lavina?
Sure.
This place, when I first went there and I seen all these different people, you know, I honestly, I got depressed because, you know, you have some people that's wearing the same clothes. They're urinating on themselves. They're pooping on themselves. They're just walking around like off on medication. They're picking up cigarettes or getting food even out the trash at the job and the things like that. And I was so depressed. But then I started talking to some of them. And they were with a different smell or different walk. And some, you know, I was saying, hey, you don't have to live like this. You know, do you have different clothes at home or whatever, whatever? And, you know, they are like all in, a lot of them are in a group home. And when I seen some of the smiles on my face, it brought tears to my eyes. Like, you know, I thank God that I've never had to go through anything like this. Or my family or my loved ones, you know. And some of them just, I mean, I just think one word or two words of encouragement like, hey, I'm here for you. You know, and when I talk to them, it's like a different walk. But then some people want to tell me, you've been an employee. You don't supposed to talk to these people. Well, I can't work like that. You know, and they have actually just challenged me on that, you know, if you continue to talk to these people, you can lose your job. What do I do?
Right.
It's the purpose of me of being there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but don't, you know, when you tell me that I don't supposed to communicate with these people at all, I'm not that type of person.
Right.
And it hurts.
Now, there is some feedback that was taken up. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it may be me. What I'm going to do is hang up and call back because I do hear an echo of me.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
I'll call right back.
All right. And what we're going to do is, before we give her words of encouragement and apostrophe, before you answer, we're just going to go through a song and then we're going to come right back. Amen.
I'm telling you, good morning.
Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right. See, that sounds much better.
I'm alive, but I'm still standing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tell you, the one song that helped me always is God Favored Me.
Yes, yes.
I was listening to it always I was listening to it. Apostle Dupree, with T, what would you tell her about the place that she's working at? And, I mean, I called it the assignment that, you know, maybe God put her on, because it happened years, right, T, since you had worked there? Or since you had a job?
Evangelist Marcus Dupree. Back in the 80s, I was a heavy crack addict. No other way to call it, and I'm not ashamed of what I've done in life. But I did crack. I was happy doing what I was doing. I smoked weed. I did it all. I enjoyed it then. I got in some trouble, and I learned from it. But once they told me that I may spend some time in prison, I went out and I bought an 8-ball, which was cocaine. And I was sitting there and I was smoking, and it was like that first hit that I took. I started throwing up. When I started throwing up, I wasn't throwing up nothing but blood. And excuse my, I'm just going to use the initial and you would know what I'm saying. I said, do you either live today or you die today? And I had only maybe taken one or two hits off of the 8-ball. And I was able to flush it down the toilet. I left it alone. That was the crack cocaine. But after that, I did still smoke, you know, weed. Which I no longer do, which has been years since I smoked weed. But I, you know, had continued to drink alcohol. You know, get to the point sometimes that I would drink so much that I would just get belligerent with people, whether it be, like, on the phone or by email or whatever, you know, message or whatever. You know, and I know that part of my problem with my throat is smoking as well. And I continue to do those things. Well, in April, I was with my oldest sister, my only sister, biological sister.
and she's the minister. I was there, and I had bought some alcohol. Actually, I had bought a fifth of alcohol, and I drunk, you know, maybe a few days and everything like that. And like that Sunday, when everybody came home from church, you know, we all came home from church, I said I didn't want to do it anymore. You know, and I poured over half of the fifth out. I did good for maybe a month or two, went back to the drinking, you know, and it's just been like little trying situations. I must say, you know, I don't lie because I can tell you guys anything, but God knows it all. I've been back and forth, you know, like with my little alcohol, drinking, you know, having a drink here, having a drink there. My smoking has been my worst in kind of trying to stop. And I know that it's only that I'm fighting against God because, you know, he told me if I put one step forward, he'll put two. But I know that I'm misbehaving. I'm disobedient right now. And I just need someone to tell me, where do I go? What do I do? Because I want to be closer to God than I was yesterday, more so today.
Right. Well, I just want to definitely take a minute, see, to mention, you know, I'm gonna say it. I'm proud of you, but I'm gonna tell you why I'm proud of you. Okay, I'm proud of you because let's just say, like maybe a month or two ago, you know, you weren't really. We had started the project, you know, and I think you were a willing participant, but I think at the same time it was you were hesitating a little, you know.
Right. And I didn't care. You know, I was like. I don't have to do anything for nobody. This is supposed to be for me. But I still wanted to do what I wanted to do because it was like, well, then I just won't call Spiritual Sunday, and you know that's what I did. You know, I decided, well, you know what? Because I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm not going to call Spiritual Sunday. And that's where it hurt me because I still need that deliverance. I still needed that love and that help from my family, which I just strayed away from.
Right.
You know, I was just rebelling like, they can't help me, you know, until I want to help myself. But if I call in and they ask me if I'm drinking, I can't lie to them. But so if I can't lie to them, I just won't call at all.
And that's where I was. I know, but you know, the sad part about it was, you know, of course, this is all new, you know, for some people it's new. For me, it's new, you know, Spiritual Sunday. And, you know, because I know you, you know, I was like, you know what, all right, you know, we can do the project. But then as the Sundays went on, Apostle Dupree, and... One Sunday she called, and the next Sunday she wouldn't. I just sat and I prayed, and I said, you know what? Maybe I kind of put too much pressure on her, you know? And with putting pressure on her, you know, at the same time, that might have turned her away a little bit. So, you know,
honestly, it did. I'm not going to even lie, because like I said, I mean, I could lie to you guys, like even now, I could lie to you 24/7. But God sees it all.
You can try.
And baby, you knowing me, you know if I'm rebelling, you know what I'm not going to do and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's why I said you could try. Because God knows because you have that personal relationship with him. But, you know, when you have family and the family knows you, you know, we can tell. Whether, you know, you had a drink or whether you're just not yourself or, you know, the different things that might be going on in your life. Some family, when they're close to you, they know, you know. So we definitely knew. A couple of us pointed it out.
Kathy even knew. Pastor Kathy Holland even knew.
Yes. So what I see, I want to keep you on the line, but we have a couple
okay.
of callers that just called in.
No problem.
I want to thank Kia for calling in. Her call dropped somewhere along the line. But Kia, you know, we do thank you for taking the time out for calling in to GT Power Spiritual today. And I also want to wish my pastor, Marvin Dozier, a happy 25th anniversary. It's today, and we actually, well, I say
happy anniversary.
You know, I was actually up early in the morning helping to set up the banquet hall and everything and working hard, you know, with my mom, you know, and then when I spoke to him and he just said, you're going to come, right? And I'm saying to myself, we have a cheer competition, and then after the cheer competition, we have Spiritual Sunday, you know, so it was a lot. It started at 3:30,
yeah.
Our cheer competition started at 2 o'clock, so it was a lot, you know, and the little ones in cheer, so I definitely want to say, you know, to my whole Unity Baptist Church, you know, happy 25th anniversary, you know, on
Amen.
Behalf of Palace Spiritual Sunday, you know, and we wish you 25 more years, you know, and it's wonderful to be a part of, you know, my church family, and it's a wonderful feeling, so I just wanted to take a few minutes out and just definitely, you know, wish them a happy 25th anniversary, and, you know, while they're, you know, there, you know, remembering 25 years, you know, we're here doing GT Palace Spiritual Sunday, and it feels good. My mom's there, a lot of my family's there, and, you know, just your happy 25th anniversary. So what I want to do is I just want to bring on a caller real quick. Welcome to CC Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Praise the Lord. My name is Minister Talita Smith-Lowry.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, God bless you. I'm fine.
Hello.
Hi, God bless you. How are you, woman of God?
God bless you as well.
I just want to tell you that I love you, and I love you with the love of God, and I just wrap spiritual hands around you right now. Because
thank
your
you.
Story is not your story is not unique. I'm a minister, bless God, but I come from a long line of crack addicted women and alcoholism.
Amen.
I come from a long line of promiscuous women and a long line of defeated Christians. And I come to tell you on this evening that the buck stops here. And the longest
Amen.
Journey starts with the first step. I come to tell
Amen.
You on to this evening that you can do it. That those whose mindset is stayed on the Lord, he keeps in perfect peace. So what I'm saying to you is that you first have to be delivered from people. Glory to God.
Amen.
And if nothing changes, because change ain't changed until you change. You have to stop what it is that you're doing. You have to love the Lord more than the sin. You have to know, glory to God, that when we continue in the things that we do, we're
trampling
on His
mercy. Amen.
And even though we wake up every day and we have these new mercies, I come to tell you this evening that those mercies run out when the Spirit separates itself from the body.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Prayer for you on this evening, in the name of Jesus, we bind up that foul spirit. Glory to God. We bind it and we command it to loose you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Many have the affliction of the righteous, but God delivers you the life of the Lord. You are healed by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Jesus died for you. He loves you. The devil has no reign over you. He doesn't even have a voice in this earthly realm. You give him one. He's talking to you in your own voice, and we bind him right now. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you.
I love you. You can
Thank
do
you
it.
So much.
Honey, this is a small thing to a giant. You can do it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. God bless you, woman.
And I do, and we thank you here. You know, and I've heard that voice before, Apostle Supreme.
Yes.
I just want to say,
it's powerful. It's powerful. It is powerful.
Yes. I heard that voice right there.
My God.
And so much. Oh, and we thank you, and we thank you very much. Oh,
Amen.
See? what can I tell you? Apostle Dupree, wow. Wow, it's truly wonderful to be able to have both of you on the line, because I've heard that voice. I've heard that voice. And yes, I've heard it.
It's a powerful voice.
Yes, and you know, and when you listen to Apostle Dupree, and forgive me when I say it, and I'm sure T will understand, when you listen to Apostle Dupree, and then you listen to Minister Tatilla, right?
Tatilla.
You listen to her, and then the combination of the two,
right,
is amazing. You know, it's truly amazing that they're able to hit so many different angles at the same time. And what I'm realizing is sometimes for women, you know, they're able to say, okay, well, you know, this is my testimony, you know. And with T, perfect example, when she shares her testimony, I can feel it, you know, and I feel it, and I know that everyone feels it. And just hearing her share it again today, and knowing how far she came, because she came a long way. And when you guys can share, you know, different testimonies and with the experience that I received last night, you know, on the program with you guys, and then tonight here on Spiritual Sunday, we're truly blessed, and we're blessed to have both of you, you know, here, you know, on the air with us, and it's amazing. And T, I know you're crying, but I'm crying for you. That's how powerful it is. God is good. God is good.
Can I just say something else?
Sure.
Praise the Lord. You know, sister, listen, let those be tears of joy. You know, the best thing and the first thing that the Lord ever did for me was deliver me from myself. Now, I come to tell you that I've been delivered from crack cocaine. I've been delivered from snorting cocaine. I've been delivered, listen, I danced and swung from a pole for 10 years. And I've still danced, but I can't dance partner. I want to tell you that God is faithful. Glory to God. He's a faithful God. And after all that, after I lined up, after I began to walk into calling, and after I began to be obedient to the word of God, Satan desired to sift me as weak and gave me breast cancer. And again, I say he delivered me. He will keep on. My God, listen, sticking with the breast cancer in the right breast, had them both taken. You slap me to the left and I'm going to turn the right cheek. Because God is an awesome God.
Oh,
I'm telling you. All you have to do is believe.
You're
believe because you believe.
That's
the Jesus.
Yes.
You know, I just, actually, my daughter lives in Philadelphia, and she's been going to church here lately. I mean, on point, which, you know, was a shocker and surprise to me. Savina, you know why I would say it's been a shocker and surprise to me. And she had this apostle to come on, and the apostle told her, I need to speak to your mother. And she told me, she said, you're telling everybody, the wrong people, your business. Mm-hmm. She said, God says, you need to get it together. The check is in the mail, but you got to be willing to receive. You're not going about it the wrong. You're not going about it the right way. You got to get closer to him. You sitting in the house every Sunday, it's not appealing to him. What are you going to do? And I had no answer. You know, and everything that you all are saying now, it's just hitting home. And look, baby, you know my sister Kathy. She goes through it with me every single week. You know, I come from a prayer family. I come from a Christian family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know why I'm fighting it. I really don't. And I just need answers. Why am I fighting it?
The answer's in you. You have to speak up. You have to embrace who you are.
see, the crisis is that you don't, you know who, you know who you are, but then you're not embracing who you are. Stop fighting. But let me tell you something. The enemy is more afraid of you, than he is, than you are of him. But the problem is, the thing is this, he is afraid of you catching on to who you really are, and now you can rehab. See, look at, let me tell you something. If you done been through the crack cocaine, you done dancing in the club, if you done did all that stuff, then you know his whole operation. He does nothing new. And so obviously if you survived it, then God, that's why God knows that you can handle it. And you're in that place to be an inspiration and a hope to those people who can't help themselves. And see, you are, see, he sent you there as an undercover agent. For him. So when you walk in your identity, then you understand your purpose and your destiny. And understand you have been sent in to bring some people out. And, and you see, you first have to be strong. You have to get rooted and grounded in who you are in order for you to be strong enough to bring those out. See, you go there now, you know, when you're going in there now, when you go there in the mindset that you're going there on the ground level as one of them. No. You have to go to higher ground. You have to go to higher ground and understand you have to go to a higher level in God in order for you to be able to really go in and have sight and to really deal with things on sight with that you need to deal with. So in other words, what I'm saying is accept who you truly are. Stop fighting who God says you are. Whoever God says you are, let it be so and receive it. See, I can tell you all day long, but until you receive who God says you are, then nothing will happen. Then when you receive that, now the awakening can happen. Now you can say, okay, now I understand. It begins within me. I have to make up in my mind, in my heart, to not be defeated, but I am the victor, not the victim any longer. And now you can mount up with wings as eagles and take flight into your destiny.
Amen. And I definitely concur. And T, and I know those are, you know, tears of joy, because you know everything that we're saying. You know, you know everything that we're saying, and you know, and I agree. You know, I completely agree, and that's why I said I believe that that's your assignment. You know, that's the assignment that God has put you on. But you have to be comfortable. You know, you have to be willing to accept the fact that this is the assignment that you're on. Are you there? You know, and I say, are you there? Mentally, physically, emotionally, are you ready? You know, because it's a big assignment. You know, it's a big assignment, and, you know, you're built strong. You know, but if you allow the weaker side to get in there, that weaker side is going to tell you, okay, like Apostle Dupree said, you're on the same wavelength. When you're not, you know, you've been clean. You know, you've been clean.
Yeah,
God has saved you from all of that, you know. God has saved you for over 5-10 years with a lot of the drugs. So therefore, you just got to remember exactly who you are and what assignment God has called you to do, and just be willing to receive it, to accept it, you know, to accept that responsibility. It's a big responsibility, but he only assigned it to you because he know that you can do it.
Now, can I ask you a question? Are you connected to a church? Are you planted anywhere?
No, no. That's my problem.
Now, let me tell you something. That is part of the big problem with this. See,
exactly.
The whole part of you being connected to a place, listen, you're like a toaster right now where you're not plugged in. See, you can't operate when you're not plugged in and really operate to capacity and really for God to do what he needs to do. You need to be plugged into a source, you know, to his source, first of all, but you need to be plugged into a local location or however which way God would have you connected to someone who has enough juice, someone has enough power in the spirit to push through what needs to come out of you.
Hey,
you're like a pregnant woman walking around right now, but you don't have enough push power to get the baby out.
Okay, can I like have, and you know, Lavina's been here before, have like a church across the street from me. I did attend this church one time. I have one down right, not even a block from me. I've been there, but I don't know if it was just me. It was like
that everyone looked at me because I had on pants or jeans or whatever. Then it was this other church that I constantly attended. And I just started feeling strange at this church because it was the church that, like, laid hands on you and wanted to just hold your head until you just, you know, pass out, whatever they call that. You know, and I guess I wasn't feeling that, you know. I just stopped going. I was going to this one Baptist church that I really, really, really enjoyed and everything. And the lady that I was going with, she stopped going, you know, and I quit going. You know, but I was honestly still in this church, and I was going through some things right then. And I really honestly enjoyed the church because I was brought up in the Baptist home, you know. And I was enjoying this church. Didn't nobody look at me like, even if I would have worn jeans, shorts, or whatever, nobody was looking at me like that. But when she stopped going, I stopped going. You know, and I know, honestly, it wasn't nothing but the devil because it's not that far away from me. You know, even if I left at 10:15, 10:20, I could have walked there myself. So it's no excuse. You know, and the thing is, it's not like that. I don't be up. Like this morning, I was up at 7:30. It was no excuse for me not going to church.
Let me say this.
And I want to go.
Okay, let me say this.
Okay.
I got one thing I got to say to you. Okay. How bad do you want it?
I want it bad.
See, when it comes down to how bad do you want it has to be the question that rings in you, because no matter what, remember this. You remember when you wanted to get the 8-ball and you wanted to,
exactly,
get high? Nothing stopped you from getting that.
True.
You had to do what you had to do. You got it, right?
Yes.
And this, so now in a good way, this is how bad you have to want God. Bad enough to be like a woman with the issue of blood. You have to eat some dirt to get through some people. You know, it wasn't just five people around Jesus. It was a whole bunch of people around Jesus. She had to fight through the crowd. But she did something that a lot of people wouldn't do. She prophesied to herself, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I know that I'll be made whole. And she had to encourage herself. She had to, you say, because sometimes it ain't going to be Sister Levine or someone there. But you have to prophesy to yourself in those darkest times. You have to muster up the God inside of you. And since preach, you have to start speaking the life that is within you. And see, this is why, even far as, and I'm not kicking on denominations, but all that I'm saying is this. It has to be the right place. Because let me tell you something. Every church just isn't a church. I mean, it's not exactly
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
For you, I'm just saying for you.
I understand.
Yeah. So,
but
that's why. Definitely begin to pray. See God about this thing, because even being to the right place, see, you could be a carpenter amongst plumbers, and you still be out of place.
Yes. Amen.
So that's why the right connection is paramount. It's everything. It's crucial. Because you need to be under someone who can identify and see, and also to have the insight with God where he or she needs to help lead you to. That's another part of having the right pastor or right leader with you, that they can help work with you in the trenches to help bring you through to that place where a place of power where you need to operate from. See, you know, you don't need kitty juice when you need some raw power coming through you. Amen. So amen. But just be encouraged. And then this is where, and like I said, I can definitely recommend some places just to listen to, just to get an idea of what you may need. You know, but the fact of the matter is this, you know, I'll hit you up on Facebook, because actually I don't want, you know, people to get wrong with idea, but I mean, I just want to encourage you, because you need to be plugged in to where someone would do some understand some word power coming in, and so you can be empowered. See, right now, faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So you want to get stronger, you got to get more word in you. You know, you can't run on fumes and expect to go miles. You can't do that.
Amen.
Amen. So you need some juice. Amen.
How about Lavina? Can you connect him and I and Apostle?
He's in the forum also. He posted up in the forum. He's in the forum.
And the lady that was on there, can I get posted up with her as well?
You find her, you find me too.
I'm hoping.
Okay.
I was gonna say as soon as you find him, you're gonna find her. But I want to take a few minutes out because I want to bring on a couple more callers. But I also would like Apostle Dupree to give the full name and the phone number to where you can locate him.
Because I just got it.
I was truly blessed, and I'm definitely going to continue to call in. You know, that
he just
sent
me a request.
So I'd like, if it's okay, with you, Apostle Dupree, if you can give the full name and the phone number so that people can definitely call into the conference line as well.
Amen. We are Eagles Wings International Ministries. We are a church without walls. Amen. And the number that you can, the ministry number you can call is 843-271-1006. That's the church number, ministry number. And just leave a message if you don't catch us. And then when it comes to the ministry line, we have services on Sundays and Tuesdays. And the number is 1-218-862-6789. And the code is 448-073. And the other number...
Sunday?
And that's what we're at. Sundays, we have service on Sundays at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then on Tuesday nights at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And then, of course, we have some other special things coming up. But, you know, as you see the post, as we be posting there, I'll make sure I post in the group. Amen. But nevertheless, yes, definitely do call into the line. I'm telling you, and God will definitely meet you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. We're going to
bring on another caller. Welcome to DC Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Good evening. This is Kia.
Hi, Kia.
Good. I was just listening. Oh, my God. And today we talked about what a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
Kia, I am praying for you. My prayer is with you. God is good. God is good. My prayers are with you constantly.
Thank you.
So I'm just, you know, I'm just thanking God for life, health, and strength. I'm thanking God for just allowing me to see this day, another day. Thanking God for His grace and mercy, two of the best people, grace and mercy. And just thanking God for people that have been in my life. I've listened to, I think it's Minister, is it Apostle Dupree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. I just heard the 843. Are you out of South Carolina?
South Carolina, all day.
Oh, my God. I'm real there. I heard the number. I'm like, what's the fucking lobby number? I'm real there. So when I saw the number, 843, I said, wait a minute, that's South Carolina.
Amen. What part of South Carolina are you?
I'm a town called Tillman.
Oh, my God. I'm in Richmond.
I love Richmond. Oh, my God. You know what? You have to know St. Mary's Baptist Church.
Okay. I think so, yeah. I remember. I think you're a first-hand way exactly, but I have seen it.
Oh, my God. And you know what? I'm sitting here like, wait a minute. Why is that number 843? Ridgeland, exactly. Who do not know Ridgeland? Oh, my God. I'm sitting here like.
God is good.
Yes. God is good all the time. So when I heard the 843 number, I said, that's South Carolina.
Amen.
He's from South Carolina. He's from Ridgeland?
Well, I've been here for 6-7 years now.
Okay.
I'm here on the mission.
Okay. I'm right there. My parents, my father's from Waterboro. My mother's from Richmond. They whatever. But I'm right there. I'm summers there, you know, and everything. My grandfather's still there in Tillman. So I know Richmond very well.
Wow. Hey, man. Well, yes. That's when Lord God. You're looking to do some work over here, man.
I know. So I as soon as you said the 843, I said South Carolina.
Yes. Awesome. But definitely, yeah, we just have to connect. Man, my God, he's doing some great things over here.
Oh, wow. I didn't even, yeah, I didn't look at that number, but yeah, I won't be by that way down to Christmas time. But yeah,
okay.
I'm coming down there Christmas, the holiday. But as soon as I know, you know, as soon as you said the 843, I'm like, that's South Carolina. He's from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew that area code. We got family down there, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got family down in Charleston.
Oh, my God, yeah, down, yeah.
Small world.
Small world. Yeah, I'm busy. I spent my summers. That's home to me. It's a second home. And we also got a home in Kennedy. I don't know if you heard of Kennedy. Sits outside Waterboro.
Yeah.
That's where we got a home there. When we go home, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know it's a small world. I'm red there. I'm a Carolinian.
Amen. Proud to be.
Yeah, I love it there.
Oh, we're going to bring another caller right with us here. So hold on 1 second. Welcome to Geeky Palace here for Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Angie.
How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Good. My phone may be acting up today. It's been really acting crazy all day. But so if I cut off it, I ain't hanging up on y'all.
Okay.
Oh, that's why I was a little late calling in, but, you know, I just, you know, call to give God his glory so the world can hear it, so, you know, the internet world can hear it, because he is so mighty, he's awesome. I wasn't really feeling too well today, but he snapped me back, and I just, you know, I give him all the praise and glory, because he's just so mighty. At times, again, I disconnect, and then I have to, you know, I have to go to him, like, you know, asking for forgiveness just for disconnecting. You know, like I said, when we pray all the time, it's not to pray for something. It's just to tell him thank you, and that we do acknowledge him, you know. And I just, you know, all of y'all don't know a word of prayer. Just say a prayer.
You know, amen.
Pray for peace and continuance. And, you know, and for that wisdom. So, that's all I really wanted to share today.
Well, God bless you. So thank you for calling in.
That's you, Andrew. And, I do want to point out that we do have part of the Diva Squad with us on Wednesday night. 7 to 9. So we have T, who's the host, and Andy, who's the host, and Rachel is listening in. And Divas, I'm going to say to you guys to please make sure that even though, you know, she's sharing, you know, everything of what she's going through, and, you know, we definitely have to make sure that we continue to check up on her some more and keep her encouraged, you know, at all times. You know, as well as we should all do it, you know, for each other. You know, we definitely have to make sure that we communicate a little more with each other and, you know, just to encourage each other, even if it's, you know, on our way to church on Sunday morning, you know, because we speak throughout the week, you know, but I guess we, you know, should always go more in detail, you know, throughout the week just to uplift each other together, you know.
Amen.
We do thank you guys. For the, you know, for definitely going on the air with us and being a part of our Geeky Palace family. We're all family and we come together. Oh my God, mm-hmm. Almost every day of the week, except Saturday. So, wow, we do. Every day of the week, except for Saturday, we're on the air with different shows. I'm happy that, you know, God was able to, you know, give you a little taste this morning. You know, I'm happy for that, you know, with these people during the week as well. And I'm praying for you. You know, I'm truly praying for you, and I'm praying for everyone, you know, here that has called in on the show and even the ones that's listening, as well as, you know, some of the people that wanted to be here that could not be here. You know, we're definitely praying for you guys as well. And we're going to bring on another caller also. Welcome to Geeky Palace here for Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Good evening. This is Dave. And Blessings to everyone that's here tonight. How are you doing, Lavina? Apostle Dupree and T and Angie.
Bless you.
And bless you too, my brother. And Key and Rich, and if I miss anyone, please forgive me. First and foremost, let me just say this. God is always on time. He may not be there when you want, when you feel that he should be there, but he's always on time. And sometimes you go through some situations in this life, just like Job, and we'll have people that are criticizing and telling us that God is not with us. But sometimes this is a test to show us that God is actually with us. And he is just basically like the potter, and we are like the vessel. What he's doing is trying to make this harder so that when he puts that water in that vessel, that it will be going through the furnace and it can actually hold the water. Because if you don't go through that furnace, you'll always have clay feet. And we will be of no use in his ministry, and we'll be no use to anybody else. You know, what we have to do is stop putting one foot in and put both feet in. And we have to accept, like the previous, we have to accept what God has done and what God is doing for us and what God has planned for us. We cannot, you know, there's a way that seems right to man, but in the end, it's folly. We are spiritual beings having a human experience and not the other way around. So we have to rely on our spiritual Father from above, because he's above all. And when you rely on him, you will speak the heavenly things, because that's what comes from above. If we rely on our earthly things, we're going to speak earthly things, cars, houses, boats, and things like that. And we are not earthly beings. When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, he says to us, we were bought at a price. So he now owns us, and we have to operate accordingly. We cannot walk with the devil and try to hold hands with God. It's not going to happen. You know, we have to put our whole body, heart, soul, and mind into this situation, and we have to rely on him. Every time you breathe out, every time you breathe in, you say, Jesus, 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 thank you. If I'm going to say hello to someone, I want to say, Jesus, I'm going to say hello to this person. If I'm going to say bye, I say, Jesus, I'm going to say bye to this person. Because we have to make God our all. We have to make him our everything. And that's how he will be able to operate within us, through us, for us, and around us. You know, again, it says greater is he in us that is in the world. If we allow the pressure of the world to crush us, then he's not greater in us than we are in the world. But if we allow him to be greater in us, he will equalize that pressure that is from the world. And the devil is trying to do some things, and he is doing the same thing he's been doing for thousands of years. And he's using the same tricks and just repackaging them. And if we fall for that, we're going to get duped, led astray, and hoodwinked. We are a chosen people. We already know how this ends. We just have to accept it, claim it, and know that Jesus Christ is Lord. It says this in Revelation, Jesus Christ is Lord. We already won this victory. We just have to receive and know that we are victorious. Like the priest said, we are not victims. We are victorious in this battle. We just have to see it, accept it, and know, and not be, you know, not let the world blindfold us and not let the world tell us different. You know, we have great possibilities, and we have great rewards, and we have to know what those possibilities and what those rewards are. I agree with Minister with the Apostle. I said it's always good to get into a Bible-believing church. Not all buildings are the same.
Amen.
Not all buildings are the same, because sometimes, and that's your spirit. The spirit says when you walk into that building and it doesn't really feel right, chances are it may not be right for you. So you definitely have to pray on it and ask God to lead you into a place that will accept you the way you are. Because I don't remember them in the scripture saying God had a three-piece suit and leather alligator shoes. You know, so whatever you're going to that church with, I believe that is what you come as you are. You know, come as you are. He was barefoot, sandals, and everything else. So I don't think that whether you're going there with jeans or whatever the case is, as long as you are not dressed in a provocative manner, I believe you're accepted anywhere you go. And you know, that's basically just an opinion. But I believe we are chosen people. Let me tell you this, see, if you were not under the attack, I think it was because you're doing everything wrong. I believe because you're doing some things right is why you're under the attack. And like the pastor said, The reason you are under the attack is because the devil knows your possibilities are great. Mm-hmm. And he knows that if he allows you to realize who you are, that this world is going to be turned upside down, topsy-turvy, and there's no way to hold anything back as long as you get to those people. Because guess what, T? There's some people that you can reach that I can't reach, Sabina can't reach, Apostle Street, nobody else can reach but you.
My God.
And let me tell you what. He is trying to hold you back from getting into those dungeons, getting into the basement, getting into those places that other people can't get into. Because he knows you can get in there and you can get out. Not everybody can get out. They can get in, but they can't get out. You can get out. You know how to get out. But he's trying to deceive you into believing that you don't have what it takes. See, you have more than what it takes because guess what? You on the show tonight, and you know what you're doing? You are informing the world that you have been there and you came through it. They don't want to hear that. They don't want you to say that. It says confess one to another. And that's what you're doing. Because when you confess one to another, the word is heard, it's accepted, and we all pray for you. And that's what they don't want to, that's what they don't want to happen. They don't want us praying for you because prayer changes things. You hear what I'm saying? Prayer changes things and you are changing the world tonight. You have already changed the world. And that's what they don't want. Continue doing what you're doing. And I guarantee you, when the time is right, God is going to reveal who you really are to you. He can't tell you who you are, but you, like the apostle said, you know who you are. You just have to accept it and receive it. And when you do, they'll be hearing from you, and the world will be hearing from you too. God bless you, my sister.
Amen.
Preacher has preached tonight. Boy, look at him. That's all right. Amen.
Amen. And we thank you. Thank you, Dave. Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes, he did.
Well, we've come to that time in the show where we're going to open the floor up for everyone to, if there's anything that anyone would like to share with everyone, you guys can do that at this time. Apostle Dupree, if you can give out your information one more time, it's greatly appreciated. If anyone else has anything that they need to work on or that they're working on or would like people to support, they can do it at this time as well. We have another show coming up right after Spiritual Sunday called Crossroads Temple, and Brother Hunter is going to be, he's the host of that show where he interviews gospel artists. Gospel R&B artist, even gospel hip-hop gospel artist. So he'll definitely be on the air now, starting at 9 o'clock. And I believe he will have his special guest with him. Will be Tony, with their new gospel team. So that'll be coming on at 9 o'clock. So what we're gonna do? We're just gonna open the floor up for everyone to give out their information, where people can contact you at this time.
Amen. Once again, our ministry line number is 843-271-1006, and that's Eagles Wings International Ministries. We are a church without walls. Amen. We have membership, people who are connected to the ministry from all across the place, California and some other different places, and we all connected together on one accord. Amen. And the call lines are on Monday, Sunday at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Tuesday nights at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time, and any other time we will be posting to the group so you will be able to see it. That number is 218-862-6789, and the code is 448-073. I also want to also make a quick mention of next Thursday and Friday night at Restoration Ministries. I will be speaking Thursday and Friday night, and it will be the Joshua release. As for me and my house, the Joshua release, I'll be speaking Thursday and Friday night about the family
and the structure of the family and what God wants to do with the family. So that number is 712-432-3100, and the code is 566-728, 566-728. That's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, next Thursday the 14th and 15th. Amen. And so that's...
Amen. And of course, I will definitely be supporting and just truly enjoying myself. I had last night was a hot word. Ministry. And the only thing I kept saying was, it was truly a hot word, too. Let me tell you, I received it. I was telling everyone in the beginning part of the show that a lot of the things that that they were talking about, and he was actually giving the encouragement, or they were giving the encouragement to some of the callers, and a lot of the things that they were saying, I'm saying to myself, does he know my business? You know, like, how does he know what's going on in my life? Because he was saying, oh, I was receiving it, and he said, you know, he would identify with the person, and he said, do you receive? And I'm saying to myself, yes, I receive, you know, but I didn't want to be out of order and say, I receive, you know, but I truly receive, and I'm thankful, and I will definitely continue to call in. You know, I'll look for the reminders right on Facebook or send me a message, and I'm truly going to be there, and, you know, don't worry, I'm dragging T with me. She just didn't know it yet, but I'm
going to say that when you see me post it. I will just say, please keep me posted. I will be there with you. Mm-hmm. Have no problem with that at all. I just want to say, Minister Marcus Dupree, Apostle Marcus Dupree, I want to thank you for putting those people in my life that you did tonight. Most of them have touched bases with me. It told me they're there for me.
Oh, praise God. Awesome. Awesome.
And who can be against me now? Nobody but myself.
My God.
If I don't take a heed to this, then it's only me.
Amen.
I can't blame anybody else. I can't even blame the devil for it, you know? It'll be on me.
That's right. Mm-hmm. How bad do you want it? That's what it is. How bad
I
do you
want it.
Go for it. Get it.
And I'm going to show that I want it.
Right.
Receive it.
Acceptance. Acceptance. Yeah, absolutely. We can help get you there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. So you want it bad enough, God will do it. No, without a shadow of a doubt, he will do it. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
What we're going to do, I just want to definitely take a few minutes out to thank our special guest, Apostle Dupree, for joining us this evening. It is a wonderful experience. I'm truly blessed, and we are truly blessed here on Beacon Palace Spiritual Sunday. I do thank everyone for all the words of encouragement that everyone has been giving out to each other.
Amen.
Have a blessed and safe week. We're going to end in prayer, and right after Spiritual Sunday, we do have a Crossroad Temple coming up at 9 o'clock with Brother Hunter.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to say, too, the time went by so fast, but I'm okay, though. Praise God. He just went by so fast. Jesus, he's down the line. Okay.
Well, you know, when you get the blessing, that's the way it goes.
That's how it is sometimes. Let's look to the Lord. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for your presence, for what you said and you've done, and what we've experienced with you tonight. Lord, we thank you that this experience will not end once we hit end on the phone, but let it continue in throughout our night, Lord God, even for the next time that we spend time in prayer with you. The Lord God, that you should ignite our spiritual lives like never before. Lord God, let us have an experience with you every single time that we come into your presence, Lord God. Let it be a time that we will never forget. Let it always be productive, working for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for your hand, your touch upon each and every one that's on this line, everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God. We thank you for this live experience with you, Lord, that you should continue to cause us to grow and triumph. No matter what comes our way, Lord God, you have made us more than conquerors. And we thank you that we shall arise to the occasion. We shall cause us to arise, because there's always something about your name, Lord Jesus, that sets us apart. There's something about your name that makes a difference in our lives. So, Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for your authority and your power that we shall come into the knowledge of the truth of who we are. No more identity crisis. Lord God, no more identity crisis, but we shall walk in who you've called us to be. And we thank you for the authority and power in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for right now. We also cover any prayer requests, Lord, tonight that we didn't get to, Lord, any spoken and unspoken. We thank you for your love covering them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bring it to pass as quick as they can think about it and release it in their heart to you. Thank you for you bringing it to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Working out their situation right now, even those situations that they don't want to deal with, Lord God, work it out for their good. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we release it now apostolically, and we cover them in your blood. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And we bind the spirit of retaliation coming against anyone that's on this call, anyone who spoke up, even especially anyone, any Lavinia or anyone, the leadership of this call. We bind any attacks right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We call all things well in their homes and settled and safe and sound in Jesus' mighty name. We disrupt, we dismantle any attacks of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We call for her mother to be healed, healthy, whole in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for your blood and your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Have a blessed week, and we look forward to being with you, Apostle Dupree, next
Amen.
Week. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
God bless. Praise the Lord, everybody. How we doing this evening? It's a pleasure to be back again. Praise God. Welcome to the Crossroads Temple Show. This is your brother, Timothy, right here, a.k.a. Scribby from Hartley. It's been a beautiful day, and it's been a rough day, but that's why God is good. He's always there for us. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure, my honor, to introduce to you my brother in Christ, my homie for life, a true man of God. This brother's been crooning for years with his family, very well-known group named Tony. They've been doing their thing, and this man has always been a God-fearing man from the day I met him. I want to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to a very great man, a family man, Amar Khalil.
Hey, how are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm blessed, man. One love for having me on tonight.
One love. It's good to hear you again. Long time, King.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely been a long time. But, you know, as they always say, in God's timing.
Yes, sir, in God's timing. So how you been, man?
Oh, man, I've been great, man. I can't really complain, you know. I'm still in the land of the living. And I got a chance to get it right one more day. So, yeah, man, no major complaint.
That's right. That was my that first introduction song. That was my title song off of my CD, you know, giving me a second chance. Thank you. You know, and that's what it's about, man. Listen, tell the people who you are, man. You know, where you from and what it is you do.
Oh, wow. Well, hello, world.
hello.
Man. You know, my name is Amar Khalil, born and raised in Oakland, California, and been singing most of my life. I won't say all of my life because it didn't really kick in and it didn't really register until I was in the seventh grade that, hey, I might have a voice. I might have a voice or two, you know. So, born and raised here in Oakland, California, grew up with my family singing. And I'm a part of Tony, as you mentioned to the audience. And I've been a lead singer since 1998 after I took my brother, friend, and cousin, plays Raphael Sadiq. So I've been at it, man, and it's really been a blessing. You know, it has allowed me to travel this world, touch some people, meet some people, and I'm just letting God just guide the path. So it's definitely been a blessing.
Right, right. That's a beautiful thing, man, because I know that's how we met on your path, and it was a blessing from the very second to right now at this second. You know, let me ask you a question. Did you sing for the Lord as a kid, you know, being that you grew up in a lot of the fame and the glory?
Well, you know, my grandmother raised us in the church, you know, where we, Church of God in Christ, and I wasn't involved in the choir and things of that nature growing up. You know, I had a musical household because my uncle played guitar and piano and drums and everything, and the trip part about it was on my block there was Herschel Kennedy, and he was known as Herschel Happiness, and he was the organ and keyboard player for Larry Graham and Graham Central Station, and so his brother William Kennedy, who was a drummer, was a drummer for the jazz group Yellow Jackets. So
yeah.
Basically, you know, I grew up around music, man. I grew up around music, but I didn't sing in the choir, in church and everything. And it wasn't until, you know, just singing around the house and things like that, that you know, everybody was like, oh, can we, I think you might be able to sing a little bit. And so I tried out for the seventh grade talent show at our junior high school. And when I sung What You Won't Do for Love by Bobby Caldwell, everybody went crazy. And so I said to myself then, I said, you know what? I think this is the path I want to take. So that's how I really got off into it, man.
Yeah, that's good, man. So right now, this project you're doing called Born Again.
Uh-huh.
What inspired that? Because that's your solo gospel project, correct?
Well, actually, my first gospel project was Where There's a Will, There's a Way, which I did a couple years ago, and I recorded that project with a friend of mine from Oakland, Jamie Hawkins, He's the son of the late, great Bishop Walter Hawkins and Lady Tremaine Hawkins, who's still with us. And Jamie and I got in the studio and we worked on that project, man. And, you know, I was dealing with some things, and I was having some ups and downs. I was dealing with my grandmother who raised me, who was real sick at the time. And then after she passed, I was just kind of done with music, man. And actually, man, I was kind of done with living in life. I wasn't suicidal, but I was at that point where I was ready to go, you know. And I kept telling the Lord, I said, listen, you know, if you know, today is the day, I'm ready to go. And so one night in a dream, because I was going through so much, but, you know, my grandmother came to me and she was talking to me. And I was like, well, Mama, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. And she said, I know. She said, but everything is going to be okay. And so I had gotten up the next morning and the dream seemed so, so real. I kind of woke up in tears and everything. And so I said, okay, Lord, I think I'm ready to get back into this music and I think I'm ready to live. And so that's when I started working on my gospel project, and I said, okay, Lord, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it your way. And I kind of left Tony for a minute, and I worked on the gospel project and completed it. And so that was the first part of the journey. Born again is, it's kind of like something that was just birthed up in me one day. I was writing and things of that nature. And so I called Jamie up and I said, man, look, I want to drop this single, Born Again. And I think that's going to be the title for the second project. And so we worked on Born Again, and that's what we did. So actually, Born Again is not on a current project. It's just a separate project by itself as far as a single.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a beautiful single, brother. I like the song, man. And if you don't mind, I'd like to get into that one right now.
Oh, man, please do.
Why don't you introduce that song, brother?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is my new single, Born Again, by me, Amar Khalil, and I hope you enjoy it. Praise God.
I'm never gonna let you go. through your love and grace, I'm born again.
I get tickled every time I hear that, too.
Yeah, caught me off guard, too. I love that. You know, but that's how you instill it in their spirit at the young age, brother.
Oh, man, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And so you having fun performing that song right there? You doing a lot of shows with it?
Oh, man, yeah, man. I love it, man. And it's amazing because the people, you know, they just, you know, it seems like they just connect with it. They get up, and, you know, and I'm like this, man. I want to... You know, somebody told me one time when they was listening to my stuff, they said, it was like, it's really nice, but it's not heavy enough for me. I could tell you've never gone through anything in your life because I don't feel enough pain. And I kind of chuckled a little bit. And I was like, well, I said, you really don't know my story. And so she was like, well, nah, you're too young to have gone through anything. And I said, well, listen. I said, I'm not as young as you think I am. I said, you know, I'm actually a lot older. I said, but I've lived through hell. You know, I said, I've literally gone through watching my mother being addicted to heroin and going in and out of jail and all these different things and being a sick child. And I just kind of let it on a real, you know, real thick, but not too much. And so she sat there with her mouth open. She was like, wow. And I said, right. I said, so you don't know my testimony. I said, I lived it. So therefore, I don't want to really sing about it. I said, so God has me in a different place. I said, so when I write music, I do things and write things that make me feel good to just let people know this is how I am now in Christ. So therefore, when I sing that song, I let people know, listen, we're about to have a party up in here. We're about to dance with God up and down this aisle, up and down this stage and the whole nine yards. And so they,
like
once I kind of introduce it to them, they love it, man. And we just have one big party, man.
Yeah, because it sounds like a rebirth song, you know, like you hear again, you know, and you celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, indeed. And that's what it's about. It's like every time I think about you or every time I'm in prayer or every time you cross my mind, it feels like, and it's like that one-on-one connection. I feel like I'm born again, you know. And scripture tells us that we have to battle ourselves daily, you know. We have to shake off, you know, that former man, you know what I'm saying? Because, each day, we live different trials, different circumstances, different situations, and people are putting things upon you. You're putting things upon yourself. So each day when you get up, you got to just ask to be renewed, refreshed, reborn, shake off that old man, so that way you can go through your day without any extra burden. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yo, my brother, my brother, I'm so glad that you said that, because right now I got my man on the line from the hood. It's my brother since he was children, and I love him to death. What you just said was you just ministered to my man. You got my man Trigger on the line. What's good, Trigger?
Hello, Ted. How you doing?
Man, thank you for calling, man, into the Crossroads Temple Show. You heard?
No doubt.
What's good with you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just wanted to give you a shout-out. You know, you're doing your thing up there on the radio.
Yeah, we trying, man. You know, Harley for life, baby. But, you know, it's all about turning our lives over. That's why what my man Amar Khalil was just saying, you know, was definitely a word for you. No matter what's going on, you wake up on a new day and you give thanks and you ask for forgiveness and, you know, put on that new man.
No doubt.
You know what I mean, man? And it's a good thing, man. I'm glad you called in. I hope you continue to listen and catch these blessings that the brother's dropping on us. Khalil, you still with us, Amar?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm right here, brother. Yeah. I'm right here taking it all in.
Say what's up to my little brother, Trigger, man. That's my little brother, Trigger, right there.
Indeed, man. One love, family, man. Good to hear you on here, man. And, you know, you just keep pushing, man. As I tell my folks, man, keep pressing, pushing, and praying your way through. You know, it's not like we gotta, you know, it's funny because a lot of people still, you know, they don't come to God or Christ, you know, because they feel like they've fallen short. They've fallen short and they feel like they can't. They've done so much in their life that, man, it's just no way that God can forgive me for everything that I've done. But that's not so. That's not so. God, Scripture tells us that He takes the least. He takes the least of them. So it's like, yeah, you might think they're going to take this person over here because they seem to have their life together. Or they're going to use that person over there because they're that politician or they seem to be sharp. But God said, no, man, because see, I tell my brother all the time, he's been incarcerated a few times in the whole nine yards. I said, man, your testimony alone far outweighs my testimony. I said, because you can reach the brothers that wouldn't even listen to me because they might think I'm a square. They might think I'm a square. But you, and they see you turn your life around, oh, man, you're going to do some amazing and great things for men. Just stay encouraged, brother. Just stay encouraged because we all are trying to walk it out.
Appreciate that.
Swigger's a good brother, man. He's a real true soldier. And when he gives his life up for Christ 100%, he's going to be even a harder soldier. And that I know because he's a family man, you know. Takes care of his kids and his family first. Yo, brother, on that note, I think we need to get into that song you did. It was a beautiful song called Thank You. Because that's all we've been talking about. Your whole testimony so far is you saying thank you, Father, for giving me rebirth, giving me new life, and continuing after people accept what it is I consider my ministry to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Indeed. Well, you know, thank you, man, is, like you said, it's just giving thanks for everything that He's brought me through, man. Even in my darkest hour, man, when I wanted to just be up out of here, man, when I just was like, you know, I wasn't suicidal, but I just felt like each day, it was like, okay, Lord, I'm ready to go, and so, you know, when God changed things around and changed my circumstances and situation around, I was like, okay, I see the bigger picture, so I'm just thankful for everything, for the roof over my head, the shoes on my feet, you know, the clothes on my back, man. I'm
pocket food on my table.
Yeah, you know? And that's it.
Because me and you done sat down and had some true stories about what they thought it was and what it really was. So, you know, I understand your plight and I understand the true man of God that you are, brother, in the flesh.
Yeah.
And that's a really good thing. So if we can, brother, once again, introduce your song, Thank You, please.
Oh, yeah, man. This is my song, Thank You. It's off my first project, Where There's a Will, There's a Way. Again, I wrote this song with my boy Jamie Hawkins, and I pray that you'll be blessed by it.
Thank you.
walk somewhere else, then I guess I'll be there, because there's work to do. And I don't, and please don't get me wrong, audience, listeners, I don't profess to have it all together. I don't profess to be this holier than thou or anything. I'm a man trying to be a man that God can be pleased with, you know, to get it right today, more so than I did yesterday. And so I'm walking in faith, walk out. So I'm really looking to transition to where God wants me to be, because I want to do His will. And that's not to be perfect, but I want to do His will to the best of my ability, and that's what it's about.
That's a beautiful thing. We got T on the line. Let's hear what T's talking about. I'm sure she's been listening in and being blessed. Probably encouraging her.
Hello, guys.
Hello there.
Hi, Kalia, right?
Yeah, Amar Kalia.
Amar Kalia. So what inspired you to go gospel preference, you know, R&B or whatever?
Well, you know, I was really going through a rough challenge in my life back in mm-hmm. between 2003 and 2005.
Okay.
And I just kind of like wanted to just give up on music and all that, you know, and just regular, and just work a regular 9-to-5. And, you know, I was just kind of done. And so when I was going through the challenges after my grandmother had passed away and she came to me in the dream, she told me everything was going to be all right. You know, I just kind of woke up out of that. I kind of woke up in tears and kind of in a cold sweat.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, Lord, well, I know what I want to do, and I know how I need to do it. So if you would mm-hmm. allow me to do it, then I'm going to do a gospel project. And,
wow.
And so he did that. And so when I called my boy Jamie up, you know, I called him, I said, Jamie, I want to sit down and talk with you. I want to work on this project. And so I want to take you to lunch and let's talk about it. So when I took him to lunch and we talked about it, I said, I'm ready to do a project and I want you to work on it with me. So he wasn't prepared for what I was about to say.
Right,
and
right.
I said, but I'm not about to do an R&B project. He looked at me, he said, well, what you going to do?
Wow.
So I said, I want to do an inspirational gospel project. I want to kind of uplift some folks, and I just want to pay homage to God. And he just dropped his fork. He was like, "Man, let's go." He was
wow.
like, "Let's go." So that's
right,
you know.
Right.
So that's how I.
So actually, you was an inspiration to him as well.
Indeed.
And now
he's a pastor. He wasn't.
Oh
pastor
my goodness. God work in mysterious ways, you know. We never know what his motive is or what his next move is. So how long has this been?
Huh?
How long has this been?
Since I did my first project?
Yes.
I put it out at the end of 2005, beginning of 2006.
Jesus. Oh, we're talking about 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, it just inspires me because I'm one of them 60 babies, right?
Okay.
I really wanted to tell, but it don't matter about my age. You know, but I was always into Tony, Atlantic Star, all of those. And for you guys now, it's just like, wow.
Yeah,
God does move in mysterious ways, you know.
Daddy does.
We can't keep waiting for the storm to just be over. We got to just walk in His light and know that we need to be there for Him. Because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes when we're waiting, He can take it all away from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
You know, and I just want to commend you. I want to commend Scribby. I was here last week as well, Scribby.
Thank you.
But I just want to commend you guys. Like, God is so good, man.
I've been going through a storm myself.
Okay.
I was on Spiritual Sunday today, tonight, and the things that the apostle was saying to me, I know it's my time. It's my time. And I just want to tell you all to keep moving forward, keep doing what you're doing, because it's God's work, not our work. It's God's work.
Yeah, indeed.
And I will be here every Sunday, Scribby, if it's God's will. And I just love you guys, and I just want to say God bless you all. I'm here for you, with you, and through God, we can do this thing together.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, call back next week, and I'll, you know, God bless you.
I will be here. But I love you guys, and keep moving forward.
We love you, too.
And
we love you, too.
Keep moving forward.
Thank you. We will. Oh, we got Mike on the line. Mike, is here. Mike, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
What's
good, man?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to ask him a question.
Yes, sir.
What was the difference between you being in a group and you being a solo artist? Do you miss being in a group?
Well, you know, let me just set the record straight. I still sing with my family. We don't do a whole lot of stuff, but you know, I still sing with them. The difference, well, I'm gonna put it like this. Singing the Tony stuff and doing that, I have a lot of fun and everything, and it's good to be on stage with family and a few of the friends that we perform with that, you know, that are in the band. But when I do my music ministry, it's a whole nother energy. It's a whole nother high. It's a whole nother type of feeling. And it allows me to release. And we might perform in front of 2,500 people with the Tony, 5,000 people. But I might minister in song, and it might be 100 people out there. And the energy from the 100 people is far greater than the people of the 2,500 to 5,000 people. And when you connect with somebody spiritually, I had this one brother one time. Everybody was sitting there and they were listening and they were moving their head and they had their eyes closed and they were just really kind of just in the moment, kind of taking it all in to kind of see what I was bringing. But there was this one brother in the back that jumped up and he was totally feeling it. And so the energy that we passed from one another, man, it was a blessing. So basically, to answer your question, I really enjoy being on stage, not by myself in a selfish manner of saying it's a solo thing, but totally because it's a God thing, and I'm able to connect with people. I'm able to talk to people in between each song. And I'm really able to relate a testimony and things. So I really kind of like doing the gospel thing a lot better, actually, to be honest.
So do you think you'll do a gospel thing with the group one day, or do you think you'll just keep going as a solo artist?
You know what? You never know. I'm a claim that exactly what you just spoke, because you might have spoke something into existence right there. And that might be the sole purpose and reason for me being with the Tonys a lot longer and still in it, because we were just talking about being in a season. So I know that Tim, one of the other Tonys, he's working on a gospel project with this artist, and he's the music director of the church that he goes to. And so he and I have been talking about doing a project or two together. So you never know, we may be able to grab Dwayne up in there, and it may happen, so you never know.
I always been a fan of Tony. And, you know, I just say keep up the good work, and I still be able to listen to your music, whether you're with them or not. I'm a big supporter.
Indeed, man. We definitely appreciate you, man, and thanks for the support over the years.
No, I'm sorry.
Hey, Mike, man, thank you for calling in, beloved.
All right.
God bless you, man. Have a beautiful week, okay?
The same to you.
All right, God bless you, man.
All right. Mark, I know. I love you, King.
Hey, man, I love you too, man. I so appreciate you having me on and allowing me to spar with you for a minute, you know?
Yeah, man, it's a blessing, man. I'm sitting here reminiscing like I'm back at the hotels again, like, wow. You
know? Exactly. We were in Houston.
Right, we were in Houston, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And we was running around. You were going one direction, we were going the other. But that was a beautiful experience for me, but I, too, as well, enjoy being on the stage, praising God solo in preference to being with a group and not being selfish, but just feeling engulfed with the word of God and the spirit of God by myself is no other comparison.
Hey, man, not at all, man. You know, it's funny because I did this little thing and somebody asked me to come in, and so, they were kind of introducing me as Tony, and I said, well, listen, you really can't promote it or anything as if it's Tony coming. You could say it's Amar Khalil of Tony. And I said, if I come, I'm coming and I'm singing my music. I said, I might give you one song from them. I said, but I'm really going to give you my inspirational stuff. So they were like, okay. And by the time I got to talking to the audience and kind of just connecting with them, I ended up giving them, I think, Feels Good and Anniversary or something like that. But I gave them Thank You. I gave them Born Again. I gave them, what was another one I gave them? But by the time I was done with that, they kind of totally forgot about the Tony thing, and I had everybody up. And this was an event that wasn't a quote-unquote church event, Christian event, any type of thing of that nature. It was more or less, kind of like a party type situation at this hotel. And everybody received it, man. And so that's what I love about it, man. That's what I love about it. And I figure like this, I'm going to take my music into every arena, every hotel, every club, every place that they'll open the door for me, man. And so that's what you have to do with your music as well. You can sing with the other groups and everything of that nature, but do you, man, do you, and touch the people, man, touch the people, because it's in your heart, it's in your spirit to do so.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, Amar, I got my mom's on the other line, man. Let me say what's up to her. I'm sure she want to, you know, say hello to you and congratulate you on your walk in Christ. Yes, Mama, sir. You're in.
I'm here.
Hello there.
Hi. I'm just calling to, you know, give my words of encouragement. And the young man was correct, you know, the doors open up, you just walk through them, you know, walk through them boldly, walk through them, you know, even if you're nervous and afraid, you just keep walking right on through, you know, because you know that God is with you,
mm-hmm.
you know from where you have come and where you are going, and you know that God has always been with you, you know, so
yeah.
Just call to encourage you, tell you that I still love you, as you know, and I'm continuing to pray for you, so the best to you, my son.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, love you. I got it right.
Yeah, that's my mama. You know, you praise God for.
Indeed, praise God, man. And that's a beautiful thing, man. You know, we the journey hasn't been easy, but it's been beautiful. It's been beautiful, man. And through all the heartache, through all the ups and downs, through people shutting the door in your face, for people turning their back on you, and even through loved ones passing away, man, it's been a rough journey, but it's been beautiful. And God, you know, God's word said that He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Right.
He didn't promise that it wouldn't be a storm. He did not say there would be no storm. But what he did promise us is that he would see us through those storms.
Yes,
and so we have to walk this faith walk out with movement, with clarity, focus, and with great endurance. And I believe, man, that just as for me and as for you, man, our season is going to come. We're not going to stay in winter all year long. We're not going to stay in winter all year long. We have winter, spring, summer, and fall. And so we look at this life that we're living in. Sometimes we're in that winter, that stormy month. But then we come out of it. We're in spring, and it's like a rebirth. It's like a rebirth in that springtime. And then in that summer month, in that summertime, then you're in full blossom and you are living it out. And then when we come to fall, it's like that time of reflection throughout the year for everything that we've gone through. So it's like a reflection time of fall. Things get quiet, things get calm again. And then, although we don't like the storm, but the storm has a purpose. The winter month, it has a purpose because it's about cleansing. Water cleanses us, you know. And so we got to go through that winter month. We got to go through that cleansing, that stormy period, so we can be cleansed. And then we can get back to spring again. So I welcome the seasons, man. So that's what we have to do, is welcome these seasons and understand what they're for.
I'm blessed. But, brother, listen, on this show here, you know, we like to give the people a little small verse or something live, you know, a nice little scripture, Amazing Grace or something, you know, just to show the people that, we go to the studio, but we do this live. This is real. Can you give that?
You know. Well, you know, I got a song called Sunny Day.
Yes, sir.
And the song Sunny Day really just talks about, well, you'll hear about it. You'll hear it in the first verse. It goes, hello, sunny day, so nice of you to come my way. Such a joy to see your smiling face. Let me be the first to tell you I've been missing you, and welcome you into my warm embrace. You set my heart so free. You're everything to me. I just wanna know you better. Stay in my life forever. Promise me you'll always be my sunny day. I'm so glad you came my way. Lord, brighten up my day. Promise me you'll always be my sunny day.
Thank you, beloved. We got Christine Johnson on the line. Praise God, Christine. How are you?
I'm great. It is great hearing you, Mr. Hinkle. I was calling to encourage you. I'm Timothy's wife, and it's great hearing him and hearing you. I've heard great things about you through Timothy, and I just want to wish you all the best. I know everybody's had their hard road. We're having our hard road right now, but we're going to get through it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this, anything will pass, and I'm just so glad to be here.
Big shout out to all the nurses, you know, all over the world. We thank you. God bless you, Montefiore Hospital, South Shore Hospital, you know.
Listen, man, real quick, brother, let's get into that song you did that I really love, man. I've been playing it all week long since last Sunday. That song called Higher. That's a beautiful one.
Yeah, man. That was probably the first one that I wrote for the project, man. And I was kind of vibing with Michael Jackson, man, a little bit, you know. And it kind of inspired me, and I was like, oh, man. So I turned off the CD player and got to write, and I was just like, okay, Lord, I just got to go higher and up in this whole thing of what I'm doing, and I want you to take me higher to different heights, and but don't take me too high where I can't connect with everybody, but you know, lift me on up. So, man, I love it, man. I love it, and I'm so glad that you dig it, man. And I pray that it really blesses the heart that and the spirit that hears it, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're introducing this new song called "Higher" by Amar Khalil. Blessings.
Coming, but they didn't know what to do. They didn't think this could happen. Wasn't really certain. I'll try to keep on moving. I won't trip off what they say. But I know that they'll keep hating on me each and every day. I keep moving, yeah, yeah. Keep on playing, yeah, yeah. Gotta stay safe on me.
You know how they say, dear young, didn't make it. but I was one of the ones who did. I pray to God when I say millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. Man, God bless you, bro.
Yes, sir.
God bless you,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Listen, man, is there anything out there, you know, that you might want to leave with the young or the old, you know, as far as, you know, what you want them to leave with your project, with your new project, and a word of advice as far as encouragement to keep pushing on in this game, because even in the gospel game, you know, it's a lot of snakes in the grass, man. It's a business.
Oh, yeah, that it is. That it is. Oh, man. Be encouraged, man. Be encouraged no matter what you're doing. And no matter what, no matter what your endeavors are, man, walk this faith walk out, man, day in and day out. And it's gonna be days when you just wanna give up, and days when you just wanna throw in the towel. Because I've had my days like that. But I know God has put something greater for me, because see, I look at it like this. I buried a lot of partners, man, and I got a lot of partners in jail. And so God has kept me for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He kept me for a reason. So the journey is over, man. And God is going to continue a good thing in you until it's complete. So you might be going through hell right now. You might be going through a storm, and this could be young or old, because it's no age limit on what we go through. But God is going to continue a good thing in you until it's over. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, a plan to give you a hope and a plan to give you a future. So your future is bright, man. Your future is bright. So that's what I would leave with everybody, man. Walk this faith walk out. Don't give up. Don't give in. Because I've been there, and I've been there. And, yeah, so that's what it is.
So, that's good, man. I thank you for that, man, because, you know, there's a lot of people listening, man. We got 60,000 listeners out there, a lot of people on the lines, a lot of people scared to get on, but one thing we know for sure is they're listening, brother. And, I thank you, man, for sharing those words. Do you have any gospel shows coming up in order that where people can find you, you know, any websites, anything you need the people to know to find Amar Khalil?
Well, I don't have any shows and things coming up. I'm in the process of, like I said, going back in the studio, working on some new stuff. I got a couple of people that have been talking to me about some management stuff, about moving some things forward for the new year. So there would definitely be some shows and things coming up in 2014. People can reach me on Facebook, Amar Khalil. I got a music page there, and I got a regular page. I'm on Twitter, only one. That's only the number one, Amar Khalil, AmarKhalil. Only one, Amar Khalil. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, Google Plus. And you can, you know, my stuff is available at iTunes under Amar Khalil. It's available at cdbaby.com under Amar Khalil. And if you just reach out to me on Facebook or Twitter, I can send you a PayPal request, and I can send stuff to you personally too. I'm in the process of getting the website back up, but right now, Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and we make it happen.
So how's that studio coming? You get it along?
There's not my personal one yet. The process of the journey is slow, so. I'm over at Jamie's, man, when we, you know, and Jamie has his set up at his pad, man, and we try to get it in. So I'm looking to really get it back in with him next month in December when we'll start back up, so, yeah.
Because I'm going to resend that song I sent you, brother, because it's waiting for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know that.
Mm-hmm. And we get it in, man, because you are needed on my project as well. Your spirit and your anointing that you bring is needed on my project, brother.
Yeah, indeed, son. It's going to happen.
Yeah, man. So, man, God is good, man. We thank you for coming by. you know, the Cross Temple Show, man. This is a beautiful thing, man. I love you. Thank you for sharing your words, your wisdom, your knowledge and spirit with the family. We wish you so much, man. We miss you. We wish you blessings, man, in your success with your walk in Christ. And you're doing it, brother. You ain't slipping. You're doing it. And like you said, you're going places and they forget about the Tonys. They get into Amar Khalil. So that's what it is, man. And God is working on you, and that's evident.
Man, I appreciate you, man. And I love you too, brother. And I appreciate you. I appreciate all the love and support, you know, for you playing and stuff and inviting me on. And that's what it is, man. We just keep lifting one another up, man. So, man, you just keep walking it out too, man. Stick to it. And so, if you don't mind, man, I'll just pray for us real quick.
Please.
Indeed. Father God, we come humbly before your throne, Father God. Thanking you for your saving grace, Father God. Thanking you for your mercy, Father God. Thanking you for the gift of life, Father God. Thanking you for the gift of music, the gift of song, Father God. For putting in our spirits and our hearts and on our minds, Father God. Allowing us to put our thoughts to pen to paper, Father God, and writing it down, Father God. You said, write the vision and make it plain, Father God. So we're writing the vision, Father God, and we're walking it out, Father God. Keep us. Continue to be the light and lamp unto our feet, Father God, that we don't stumble to the left or stumble to the right, Father God, but we can stay on that unbeaten path in which you have laid out for us, Father God. So, Father God, I lift up my brother Scribby on this evening, Father God. Continue to guide him and keep him, Father God. Continue to strengthen him for battle, Father God, that he may put on that breastplate of righteousness, Father God, to be girded up when the fiery darts try to come nigh or near to him, Father God. They won't penetrate him at all, Father God, and he will be protected under you, Father God. So, Father God, blessings over all that we set our hands, our hearts, our minds, and our thoughts to, Father God. Continue to move in a mighty and awesome way, Father God. Bind your spirit with our spirit, Father God, that we may be the kingdom-minded men that you have called us to be, Father God. So, Father God, we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, Father God, in your precious and holy name, a name that is above all names, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, beloved. Thank you, man. You know, the beloved, the project is called Born Again. Get it on iTunes, as he told you. It's a beautiful project. I'm sitting here listening to it all week, and I'm going to play it all night. That's my man. Yeah, man. So, I don't know, man. Is this path here harder because you know Christ and you're armed with Christ, or is it easier?
I'm gonna say it's a little bit of both. It's harder because the enemy knows what you like, you know, from the past and former life that you tried to leave from, and so the temptations sometimes are greater. And he's not worried about the people that are just out there just living and doing their thing and not worried about praying, not worried about trying to walk this thing out right. He's not worried about them because, you know, they're doing exactly what he designed for them to do. But for
right.
us, when you're trying to walk it out, it gets wet sometimes, man, because you know, you have to always be in that mode of, okay, let me not speak right now. Because if I say something, I might speak out of turn. So I gotta hold it in a little bit. And it doesn't and living this Christ walk out doesn't mean that we have to be docile and weak, but you have to know when to speak and when not to speak. There's a lot of times that you have to be a little bit more humbler in your walk and things of that nature. And always know that somebody is watching because what happens is this. When they know that you're trying to walk this Christ walk out, they're looking for any excuse to say, oh, well, that's not of God. Oh, that's not of God. Oh, well, I thought you were saved. Oh, well, I thought you were this. I thought you were that. So it gets hard on that side of it. But now, the flip side of that, I'm walking with greatness. I'm walking with greatness. I'm walking with authority. I got the Father, the Most High God, on my side. So I know that I can walk through this door and I can command that door to open. I know I can go here and I know I can pray over that situation. I know I can speak a word or life into a friend or family member, or just over my circumstance or situation. And I know that God is going to be there and He's going to move, because He says in Mark 11, man, which I happen to love this scripture. He says in Mark 11, 22 and 24, he says, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So I stand on that, man, believing that anything that I speak on, that I pray on, it's going to come into existence, or this is going to happen, or God will give you revelation and say, hey, not now. That's not what needed, but I'm going to give you this instead of that. Because, and then once you understand it, and when you get that, you say, huh, I never needed that, because this is what I was supposed to have. And it always turns out for the, it always turns out for good. So, right. It's faith, man, it's faith. So that's the flip side of that. So you have all the stuff I said before of things weighing down on you, but then you have the flip side of knowing that you're walking with the Most High, so therefore you are covered and protected.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Wow. You sound like you're preaching too, brother. What you getting ready to do?
Hey, man. You know, God's will, man. I'm not going to claim. Well, you know, put it like this. I'm not going to claim that. I ain't going to say that.
Right.
But for me to be called to the pulpit to do anything of that nature, I gotta totally hear from God. I gotta totally hear from, because I don't want to misrepresent it. I don't want to misrepresent it, and I know people are always going to say what they're going to say, and there's going to be the naysayers out there. But when I come there, you know, if I'm coming in that light, then I got to come. I got to come 100%. I can't be tiptoeing and dancing around it, so, hey.
Yeah, I know that's right. I know that's right, because people tend to say that about me, and I say, no, I'm not preaching. Please don't follow me. You know, if there's anything you love about me, that's God. Follow Him. You know?
Right.
And so, you know, it's a good thing. But, brother, on that note, man, please, man, if you don't mind, can I play Born Again one more time? I really love that song. I hope you can hear that again, man.
Hey, man, yeah, man. Let's get it in, man. I so appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man. Come on, let's get into Born Again one more time, family. Here we are. Hey, Mark, I love Born Again.
I knew that you Born again.
Yes, King, yes. If you get older, she's going to be like, that was me, Daddy? You know?
Yes, you know, it's funny because she, you know, she changed and stuff, man. And it's funny because I just found out that my son can flow, man. He can rap, man. And he's 20 now. But he's been hiding and not really saying anything about it. And just heard something from him that him and his partner was working on. And I was like, oh, my God, really? I was like, are you flowing like that?
Yeah, okay,
you
that's
know,
good.
Hey, man.
But listen, you already know, man, we got to get ready to get out of here. But if you got any talent out there, anybody that, you know, needs to be heard, needs to spread the word, please, you know, call us up, man. Let us talk to them. Let us join the family and, you know, introduce their music and their musical ministry for the Lord, brother.
Indeed, man. I'll definitely connect you with a few folks, man, that are definitely doing some great things, man, and they're really a... they're really some good folks, man. So I'll definitely connect you in with them. And hey, you never know, man.
Yeah, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And I thank you, brother. So listen, you know, I'll give you a call later. We'll chop it up. But thank you for coming by. Thank you for sharing your experiences, man. You know, God bless you. God bless your family. And I just wish you the best, beloved.
Man, same here. Same to you, man. God bless you, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Man. Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight, tuning in to the Crossroads Temple Show. We love you. It's been a blessing. It's been a pleasure. I have my brother from another mother. You know what I mean? My brother in Christ, Amar Khalil from Tony, Tony, Tony. You know, he's doing great things with his new gospel project, Born Again. It was a pleasure and a blessing. You know, once and again, what can I say? I'm sure you were blessed, and we thank you, Father, for this day, you know. And I wish you all a pleasant weekend, week, days. And just follow God, you know, stay true, love somebody, help somebody out. First thing you do tomorrow, just help somebody out. Scribby right here. God bless. Hartley.
My